Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Sportscast, October 17th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also follow us on X and Threads at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. The 40-year-olds went dueling yesterday. It was a trap game. The Bengals won. And join us all the way from the Bay Area, Ray Sherrod and Northwest Palm Beach, Brett Blair. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Hey, glad to be here, guys. On The Sportscast. Also with Big Boy Brett. Let's do it.
Big Boy Brett, your X account is coming. We'll talk about that towards the end of the show. But let's go over last night. Steelers defeating the Bengals. Bengals defeating the Steelers 31-33. Flacco, Aldul, Rodgers, old school in a thrilling battle of veteran quarterbacks. It was also a game-winning field goal that won the game for the Bengals. 342 yards by Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers, 249. Brett, what do you have to say about this old-time? Not rivalry, because these two never were rivals, but your thoughts over last night's game.
Incredible game. You see the 40-year-old guys throw 8 touchdown passes in one game. I'm going to be honest with you, like, as impressed as I was, obviously, you know, I Jamar Chase, I'm riding him all the way as my number one fantasy pick in our league. But I loved, and Ray and I spoke about it briefly before this, is the game recognition of being able to say, no, and we don't want Rodgers to have the ball again. We cannot put the ball in his hands again. And they literally, you know, stopped and did not score purposely, stopped the ball, stopped the gameplay, let them run their timeouts through, and essentially ended the game without ever having to put the ball back into Rodgers' hands, which I think was a very – that was my most impressed. That's what I was most impressed about. The game was utterly incredible, but the game recognition to shut it down and make sure that Rodgers could never put his hands on the ball again, that's the best part of the game for me.
Ray Sherrod, do you have that old school type of thinking what Brett said about this game last night?
Oh, of course. Brett, spot on, man. In the beginning, though, boys, there was a lot of drops, though. I was getting a little worried with the Bengals because there was a lot of drops in the very beginning in the first quarter. And I was like, oh, man, Steelers had the momentum, believe it or not. And I was like, oh, Steelers about to take this. And all of a sudden, Joe took it back to the Ravens, man. Oh my God.
Old school it Ravens.
He took it back. Old school.
With the good Ravens, defense, Ravens.
Man. Dude, Jalen Ramsey got schooled last night because all they kept throwing 23 targets to Chase last night, man. Just to Chase. Chase ended up with 161 yards and a touchdown last night. He looked amazing. And then Higgins got a touchdown last night. Chase Brown was running the ball. I mean, he had a 37-yard run. I was like, where did this come from? And they just did it. And then, just like Brett said, towards the end, Higgins could have ran it in for a touchdown, but playing smart football, stopped in front of the red zone. They got the clock down so their kicker could kick the ball, and that was it. It was a wrap. They didn't never put the ball, let Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is clutch. And he threw a Hail Mary towards the end that could have got caught. It could have been a different story, but awesome game, man. I was excited. I loved the game.
It was good TNF. Everyone, both of you guys picked the Steelers. Steelers had a good turnout by their tight end, Iron Mirth, had 4 catches, 106 yards for the Steelers. Jaylen Warren ran for 127 yards on 16 carries. Brett, the Steelers didn't have a bad night. They just couldn't close it out.
No, I'm sure it's surprising because just, you know, we mentioned you bring in Jalen Ramsey. That was the piece of the puzzle that they brought in. They got Cam Hayward, they got T.J. Watt, and they got the monstrous front four. That was the piece of the C. I thought I was watching Dallas last night. I'm being honest with you. when the ball gets thrown all over the field and nobody can stop anybody on defense these days, it's usually my team that it's happening to. So you always love to see an incredible offensive game. Obviously, look, offense puts butts in the seats, but defense wins championships. And neither of these teams had any type of defense at all. And it is surprising because, you know, Jalen Ramsey is former Pro Bowl, former All-Pro. You know, he's been at the top of the mountain. So to see him getting worked over left and right, and see, I have chases. You know, I'm you know, privy to him, but man, they just chase.
A lot of dumb penalties though. You had Porter, you had Jalen. They were holding. Just really, just stupid penalties kind of hurt the Steelers, man. Because they, I mean, there was one holding call that just moved the ball up. For the Bengals, and they said, all right, let's go, and they scored on it. Just stupid penalties from the Steelers, and once again, awesome game. Awesome.
There's
game.
Been a lot of sloppy play. I just want to mention, like, he just to touch on this, I do apologize. Sloppy play across the board, whether it's Kansas City, whether it's my team, like penalties that you don't usually see. With an Andy Reid team, the penalties you usually don't see with a John Harbaugh team. Penalties you usually don't see. You know what I'm saying? So it's been the entire year. I'm gonna be honest with you. Incredible games, like every night game for some reason, whether it's Sunday night, Thursday night,
the primetime game, Friday.
Yeah, they've been fired. They've been
asked. Man, even the Lions games are pretty good.
If you're gonna hold on somebody's jersey, man, don't make it so obvious, man. Right. Pulling up man's jersey, holding them up on the come on, you gotta cover it up, man. Play it off.
Cover it up. That's the name of the game. Well, there you have it. Good win by the Bengals. They're second place in their division behind the Steelers. Still some time left. Still some football. Joe Burrow was in the sideline since his injury. Yay. So not saying he'll be back because he's a slow healer. But let's go what happened this past weekend. Baker Mayfield, MVP Baker, beat the Niners 30-19. Ray, what happened? Fred Warner got injured. What did you think about this matchup?
First of all, if you guys remember, I said the Bucs were going to win.
You did. Okay. And I took Sam Fran to go against you.
I said the Bucs was going to win because Bucs are good. And Bucs spanked that butt. They spanked us good, man. It is what it is. We got injuries. We got injuries, you know. And until we, you know, we got Jawan Jennings. He did play in the game, but guess what? It was a no-show. He wasn't even there. So
it didn't do much of a difference.
It wasn't even a difference, man. I think once we get our players together, Baker Mayfield is not playing 100%.
Mac attack.
You know, the Mac attack. I mean, he still got over 347 yards, two interceptions, but we're hurt, man. And look, Christian McCaffrey, he's just not himself, man. I mean, he still can get you 50, 60 something yards rushing, but he ain't been hitting 100. You know, he can still get you 50 receiving, but he just, I don't know, something about the running. He gets you his scrimmage yards, but he's not, I don't think he's ever going to break 100, man. He just got too many calf injuries and stuff like that, and he's just doing so much blocking and stuff. But until we get our players, until we get like Kittles and we get Brandon Ayuk and everybody gets a little bit healthy, you know, I mean, Kendrick Bourne, I mean, he had his, you know, everybody knows Mac Jones is going to throw it to Kendrick Bourne. Everybody knows it's going to Kendrick Bourne. Pass it to Kendrick Bourne. Everybody knew that.
Right. You didn't bring up Brock Purdy. You not want him back, or you want to stick with Mac? Or like, what's your situation?
Come on, man. Stop it. Purdy is our guy. All right. That's our guy. He's what, making what, $52-53 million. That is our guy. Mac Jones, thank you for your services. Sit your butt
Thanks
on
for
the
stepping
bench.
In.
Thank you for stepping in. But it's time. Look, man. Don't forget. Look, put some respect on him. All right. We've been in the Super Bowl. We didn't win it. but we've been in the Super Bowl. You know, we got Purdy, man. He's kind of like a game management. You know, he's not going to do the, oh, my God, beautiful plays and stuff, but he does manage the game. And we win with our defense. It's usually our we win with our defense, but we're hurting on both sides, man. We're just hurting.
Brett, your thoughts over the Bucks and Niners game? If you saw it, I saw the Baker Mayfield play where he was like, swimming, get out, get a first down.
Shock, brother. I see everything. You know this. I see everything. So Baker is doing incredible things. To me, I'm gonna be honest with you, Baker hasn't been Baker yet. And that's the thing.
Don't say that.
Do it for the rest of the season and play. Right. I mean, that look is the breakaway run that he ran from first down was like highlight reel stuff. That was an incredible play. It shows his grit. It shows his determination. I love him leading my team. If I have a team, don't get me wrong. But I'm also in his ear
Don't
do a Baker. Don't throw it directly to this linebacker when so I think when as far as CMC, when this team can come together now what we know is okay. Forget about his injuries are to where you really can't break that down and quantify a timeline that he's going to collect. But Bourne has stepped up and proved that he has been a number one. Mac Jones has stepped in and played his damn heart out. Thank you for helping the team, brother.
He's playing for a contract. Hit
the bench. Yeah. Purdy's coming in. And once Purdy, and then now Juwan came in a little bit, as you mentioned, played a little bit, but you got Pearsall. When you have now Bourne, who's now proved himself that, you know what, I'm a number three, but I can do anything on the field. I can run any route on that route tree and hang with the big boys. So now you have third down Juwan Jennings. You have Ricky Pearsall. You have Bourne. And Purdy, CMC is going to be a different player. Because that's what they do is they play that zone game where they actually, whether it's the screens, whether it's they play football that is done specifically for a reason. I think Fred Warner is the biggest loss on the team because he's coming back. Everybody's coming back, but Warner is the man.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Ray. Fred Warner, how significant is that injury?
Sad, man. He was on that cart and he was driving him in, man. I almost like, man, I wanted to cry, man. It's like,
he didn't look good.
I was like, I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to my Lord? Why are you doing this to my team? Come on, man. Please give us a break. Just give us a break. It's been like the door for injuries, man. Look at this. He said, oh, man. Oh, it's not.
With his kid
that's not good. It's not good, brother. It's not good. It's not good.
He's wearing an Alabama shirt. I'm interested.
Yeah, it looks bad, man. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you this though. We will be back. We'll be back
this year or next year.
We'll be back. You know, he ain't coming back. He's done, dude. He's done.
He'll be back next year. Well, there you go, Niners. Let's go for the Cowboys. Lost 3 points. Rico Tattle had an incredible game, as Brett probably saw that game. What happened? 3 points. Cowboys have been losing close ones. They should have beat the Packers. What happened with this Panthers game?
All right, so first of all, kudos to Rico Dowdell. You know, we cut him after he ran for a little over 1,000 yards last year, knowing we were bringing in, at the time, we know I'm happy with my running back core. You know, Miles Sanders went down, but Rico Dowdell looked like a beast. He looked like a different player. He never looked like that when he played at Dallas. I don't blame that on him. I blame that on not putting him in the right position to make the plays that he's made. And he made plays on us all day. Again, Dallas's defense continues to make players look like they belong in the Pro Bowl this year because their defense is that bad. Whether they're the pass defense or getting burned, getting just cut in half by somebody we cut last year. So again, I am disgusted in the fact that they play to their talent, to whoever they're playing against. You want us to play against Philly? Fine, we'll play Philly toe-to-toe. Now you want us to play the Panthers? Okay, we'll play the Panthers, and they play to the level of whoever they're playing, and that's not what a winning team does. The winning team sets the tone and sets their game plan and does it, and that's how you win football games, and there's nothing of that I see, with the Cowboys. I told you, just take it over in every game, no matter what, and forget Baker for MVP. What about Dak? Let's throw Dak a little bit of respect.
I mean, well, like, yeah, I guess.
What do you mean? Looking up, I think he's like number two in yards.
Yeah, he's been under conversation. Just to be fair, he has been with the pundits in conversation. Ray, your thoughts over the Panthers? You're loyal to the Panthers. You're from Carolina.
Yes,
Bryce Young is doing well, peaking at the right time. 199 yards.
Let me. Well, does good when you have a Rico. We're going to call this the revenge of Rico. This was the Rico revenge match, folks. Yeah. It was the Rico show. Rico said, coach, let me run. Hey, coach, throw me the ball. I want to do everything to these Cowboys. And he did, dude. He went off. Hubbard who?
Dude. Chuba Hubbard.
Who?
What happened to him? What happened with Chuba? I didn't see. Why did Chuba go out of the game? Why did Rico? Did he go out early? Did Chuba Hubbard go out early in the game?
I don't have the insight on that.
No. Hubbard was injured. He's injured.
Okay. All right. So he did go out, and then Rico just came in and
he is. I think he's back to practice, and he's supposed to come back. What are you supposed to do now? Because now Carolina Panthers, you know, guess who's coming back? Coker, the receiver, one of their big threats on the team. So now you got an outstanding rookie receiver. You get Coker back. You got Hubbard, and you have Rico. And that is a deadly team right now, the Panthers.
I'm
telling you.
Xavier Leggett. I'm surprised he hasn't done well. Like, that's another guy on the Panthers is Xavier Leggett. This was supposed to be like his come out year early in, like, yeah. That's what they were saying a lot of. I haven't seen him do anything, but he's right. They got a lot of everybody thought Chuba, even you and Santiago, we thought he was gonna be the workhorse coming in. And now they have the same thing that the Lions have. They have
exactly Gibbs and Mummy. Dude, right. What are you gonna right. And then also I'm gonna put the respect on the Cowboys though.
Yeah.
Well, they go against the Jets this weekend, and we're going to preview NFL Week 7. We've done the research. We went to the library 10 times, right, Byron. What am I saying, Byron? All right, let's go for the first game in London. Jaguars versus the Rams. Jaguars are 4-2. Trevor Lawrence was sacked 7 times last week, Brett, if that makes any difference. Now faces a Ram front with 19 sacks and Byron Young on the tear. Puka Nacua is out. And the Jaguars do well in London. Who you got in London? Jaguars versus Rams. Both.
I have thrown down the gauntlet. I kind of been held accountable about my picks, and I don't remember who I picked, and can't prove it. So I'm going to start keeping the list. I know there's a couple people who have been busting my chops about it. I'm going to go the Rams over Jacksonville, even without Puka. You know, I believe, you know, they still have the firepower. Kyron Smith, the offensive line, they're a really solid defensive front. They're not going to get 7 sacks like Denver is. Denver just has, you know, the best defense in the NFL, most likely. But I'm going to take the Rams in this one.
I'm going to write down the results myself. So if you do it, I do a double check. Anyways, Ray, who do you have in London? You like to get up at 6 in the morning and watch these games.
They ain't got no Puka. They ain't got no Tutu. Don't forget, they ain't got no Tutu. No Puka. Get out of here, man.
Brett.
Come on. Jaguars, man. Jaguars do good when they go across the pond.
It's like their home game for them. They do well. I think they have a good record.
Shout out to David. David is actually working, probably prepping food and washing dishes. Thank you for listening to Santiago, Brett, and myself. Thank you for listening to us, David.
All right. The Eagles are in a – something's going on with the Eagles. I'm not sure if it's just two bad games.
There you go. Who did you take in the Rams, Jacksonville? You didn't
I'm going to pick Jacksonville. I said it. They do well at home. That's what I meant.
Okay,
what they're playing.
All right, let's
get this going. Eagles and Vikings. Eagles are in a two-game skid. Minnesota, they're not going to have Carson Wentz or J.J. McCarthy. They're going to have Max Bronsman. First time ever. Ray, who do you have? 4-2 Eagles at the 3-2 Vikings.
Man, I think the Eagles coach went in the locker room and he said, Shaquan, we need you. My job is on the line. I need you, Shaquan. Shaquan Barkley is going to turn it up on the Vikings finally this week. I think he's going to get over 100 yards rushing this week. I got the Eagles
Brett likes Brian Flores. Who do you have? Eagles at Vikings.
I think it comes down to Jalen, and not the quarterback Jalen. Jalen that plays defensive tackle on the other end. If he has a game and he can come back, he's been missing from the lineup. The Eagles are the Eagles. They're a great team. I love the big stung, but I have to go with the Eagles, even in Minnesota.
I'm going with the Eagles as well. They got the starting quarterback. I think they'll come back and bounce. Raiders at the Chiefs. AFC West showdown. The Chiefs are starting to turn the corner, it feels like, after last week's win. And then they got Rashee Rice back. Vegas is going to limit Ashton Jeanty to 20-touch workload. Brett, who do you have in Kansas City?
Chiefs to finally put it back together, like you said. I don't know what Rashee Rice is going to do. He is obviously off suspension and playing. But Xavier Worthy, I have, again, Mahomes, Kelsey, that they've been humming. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one.
Ray, you like Kansas City. You don't bet against them usually. Who do you have?
Xavier Rice, Brown, Juju, Kelsey. Oh, my. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Hunt
and Pacheco. Oh, my. Going with the Chiefs.
I'll say the same. The Chiefs. The Bears are starting to click with the new coach, Ben Johnson. Spencer Rattler is not being benched yet for some reason. Ray, who do you have? Saints at Chicago.
Man, I like what's going on in Chi-Town, man. Khalil Williams and Swift and what? Who's the guy? Aduzun or Dozon, whatever.
Romaduzi, yeah.
You know, he had a touchdown that was taken away the last game. He actually had a touchdown, but it got taken away for holding. But I'm going with the Bears. I'm going with the Bears.
Brett.
I'm going with the Bears.
Classic Saints at Bears. What do you got?
No, I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go Bears. That offense is humming. You know, they're seeing Fields and with their directions, not Fields. Just the Bears offense is humming now. Second-year guy at
USC.
I go Bears. I definitely go Bears.
No Tyler Shuck yet. All right. Let's go to Dolphins at Browns. Both 1-5. Kevin Stefanski's hot seat got hotter after last night in Flacco winning. Mike McDaniel is feeling a little bit okay this morning. Dolphins at the Browns, Brett, who you got? Who's going to have that number two win?
I think the Browns, man. The Browns defense is still really good, and they still got Myles Garrett. So Dolphins, besides Archie, and haven't done anything this year, I'll definitely go to the Browns at home.
Ray likes Mr. Myles Garrett. Who do you have in Cleveland? It's a little chilly this weekend.
First of all, Myles Garrett is actually hurt right now, guys. Ooh. He's questionable.
Is he really?
So if he's not playing in the game, if they don't have Myles Garrett, I'm going with the Dolphins because Browns is a mess, man. Browns is a mess. I think them fans need to get out their brown paper bags and put them over their heads.
That's definitely not the game of the week.
That's not the game of the week. We could see a coach getting ousted.
I agree 100%.
Vrabel comes back to Tennessee, the Vrabel Bowl, they're calling it. Patriots, they beat the Bills last week. Tennessee Titans, I got rid of their coach. You got a new coach, the guy that has a little bit older, and he's gonna clean up Cam Ward's turnover rate. Ray, who do you have? Patriots at the Titans for the Vrabel Bowl.
Dude, when you bring in a new coach with a rookie quarterback, man, playing against a hot Patriots. Patriots got a pretty decent defense, and they got a pretty good team. I'm going with the Patriots, man. I'm going with the Pats. Cam Ward's still learning, man. He's still learning.
He's building a plane while flying it. Brett, who do you have? You like Mike Vrabel. You don't like Tennessee. Who do you have, Patriots at Titans?
Yeah, he looks like a deer in the headlights. It's too big for him. The game is too big for him right now as a rookie. It's unfortunately got thrown into this position where he doesn't have a lot of. He's got Pollard, got a couple of receivers there, but that team has nothing until they build around him. And the Patriots are hot; they're playing well, they're playing that Vrabel football. So I'll take New England the whole way. Who are you taking?
I'm taking New England as well. Mike Vrabel's looking good. They beat the Bills. Why can they not beat Tennessee and Nashville? We'll see. There could be a new coach bump, but I don't see in this game. Panthers at the Jets. Will this be the Jets' first win, Ray?
What? Man, look, I would right now be playing Tyrod Taylor right now and putting Jay Fields' butt on the bench, man. I'm sorry. 0-6, Jay Fields, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Panthers, man, with the Rico, Hubbard. They got the Panthers got that awesome rookie receiver. They're getting Coker back. Nah, man, Panthers right now are hot right now. Panthers are hot. I just don't see I think Jets are going to be 0-7.
Brett, 0-7. Can Aaron Glenn turn the ship around this weekend versus the Panthers?
No, absolutely not. Carolina would.
Carolina, I got Carolina well.
And their receiver, also Garrett Wilson, I think, is also questionable.
That does not help. True. All right. The Indianapolis Colts did not win against the Rams. They lost against the Rams. Can they finally win in California, Ray, against the Chargers?
Man, I'm sorry, man, but my main man is Jonathan Stewart. I believe in Jonathan Stewart.
We're losing your audio, Ray.
Sorry, Colts. I'm going with the Colts.
Okay, I heard you this time. Going Brett, with the Colts. You like Justin Herbert and you like D Dimes. Who do you have for this weekend's matchup? We'll call 20.
I'm going with Herbert with a huge game, whether it's Keenan Allen, whether it's my boy Ladd McConkey, who I hope has a huge game. I'm going to take the Chargers.
I'm going to pick the Chargers because they need to win. I think they did not. They beat the Dolphins by a point, but they're playing at home. So I think that's good. Giants are hot with these rookies. Brett said some good things about Jackson Dart and Scobito. Giants 2-4 against the Broncos. Good defense. It's cold. It's high. What's going to happen in Denver, Brett?
Denver's defense is off the charts. They're from four. I believe they have more sacks than any from four in the NFL. And as you know, harken back to fantasy. They can't do anything. The Giants have put together something that's magical with Scadaboo. And Dark, don't get me wrong, but without Malik Davis, without that third piece, that piece to take it deep, I'll stack the box. I'll put 8 in the box every play. You run Scadaboo at me every time. I'll put 8. I'll put 9 in the box. If that's you have to be able to do it. And they have a few, you know, Robinson. They have a few receivers on that team now. But once they get Malik, it's a different team. But right now, Denver Broncos are the better team.
Not the case, Ray. What's going to happen in Denver? Can Giants pull a miracle? Broncos going to win by default.
They're going to stack that box. Ain't no way Scatbo going to get 3 touchdowns and 98 yards. He did that in the last game. He's not going to do it against his defense. I agree with Brett and everything he said 100%.
And FOI, the Giants are looking for a trade for a wide receiver. So if you know anyone that's willing to trade the wide receiver, let the Giants
Jacoby, know. The Jacoby.
Myers, I think the Raiders. Waddle, I heard the Dolphins. He's been propping up in the rumor mill. So we'll see. Cowboys don't have anyone to give up, right?
No, we're good. No, I don't even mention the Cowboys. We've lost. We give up. I don't want to do it. Just leave me alone, bro. Leave the Cowboys alone. We got a problem, bro.
Speak of the devil. The Commanders are visiting the Cowboys. 3-3 Commanders did not have a good game a week ago. What is going to happen? We'll go with Ray first because I want to save the best for last for Brett. Cowboys 2-3-1. Commanders 3-3 in Dallas. Dak Prescott says he wants to play till Tom Brady's 40. Age.
I mean, 42. I heard Debo's heel is really, really bad. He hasn't practiced. And there's rumors that Debo might not be in this game. So if they don't have this game, they're going to probably go with Zach Ertz or Luke McCaffrey. Ooh. Those guys have been looking pretty good. But I got the Cowboys, man. Wow. Cowboys, they're often the Cowboys. God. The Cowboys' offense, in my opinion, I think is better than the Commanders right now. And, they got Cowboys. Dak is playing pretty good, and people better put some respect on Dak's name. I'm just saying.
Brett likes that. Brett, who do you have in Dallas? What do you want to see in this game versus the Commanders?
Like, first of all, how embarrassing is it? Like, you have to have a tie. Like, on your look at our record.
They could be the Packers. I get it.
This isn't hockey, dude. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't have the hockey guys ties.
Cowboys could have been the Eagles in week one.
We could have beat Green Bay week 4. I know. We could have. We should have. We would have. Like, guys, we're following you today.
But not the Panthers. Could've.
No. If the defense, it is all about the defense. We have players. If they can get this team correct. I don't know if it's a coordinator and they're not buying into his scheme. Or if the scheme is just that bad, the players don't fit. But you don't have a team that when Dan Quinn was their defensive coordinator was incredible at flying to the football. And 4 years later, it is by far the worst defense I've ever seen, and it's disgusting. I'm gonna take them anyway. I think we surprised a lot of people just because Dak is, like you said, you got to start looking at him. Look at his numbers. I believe he's second overall passing yards, number one for touchdown passes. It's early. Don't get me wrong. We're not even halfway through a very long, very exhausting, very, very hurtful or degrading on people's bodies like this. By week 14, 15, it's a whole different story. Right now, I'll take the Cowboys, but if we could start playing some defense, we could be game.
Where's Michael Parsons? He's with the Packers. He's visiting.
He's eating cheese. He's eating cheese all over the field.
Flying.
He's visiting Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals. Ray, Mr. Kyler Murray is not back yet. Packers at Cardinals. Who do you got?
You know, Brissett actually played a pretty decent game last, so I'm gonna give him his props. But dude, Packers. I got the Packers, man. Jay Love is looking good. He's got a lot of receivers. He's got Josh Jacobs. I mean, yeah, I got the Packers.
Packers has Micah Parsons, Brett, at the Cardinals. Who do you want for this matchup in Glendale?
Green Bay. Green Bay the whole way.
Green Bay. I got Arizona, actually. I think
Jacoby Brissett.
I got Arizona. He had a good game last week, Jacoby. I think they have another one. He's a deal.
Get Jacoby, man. Like every one blue moon, you'll see Jacoby do something. No, not against the Packers.
Falcons are hot. Michael Penix at your freaking 49ers. Let's go with Brett first. We'll save the best for Ray at last. Atlanta at the Niners. Little bumped up. No Fred Warner. What's going to happen in San Fran?
I'm going to take the Falcons, man. That defense impressed me so much on that Monday night. Penix, you know what I'm saying? I'm very impressed with the way that they're playing football. Right now, with the injuries to Warner, with them still not being completely healthy on offense, I'm going to go with the Falcons coming in and stealing one in San Fran.
Ray, I'm hearing George Kittle could return this weekend. Who do you got, Falcons at Niners?
Did you see Robinson run an 82-yard touchdown down the field against the Buffalo Bills last week? Man, Robinson is a beast. London is a beast.
You're a beast, Ray.
I'm sorry, man, but I got to keep it real, and I love my Niners, believe me. But we're still banged up. Even if Kittle comes back, folks, he's not going to be 100%. I don't even think he's going to be 60%. We are banged up. We got guys hopping on one leg on the field. Our defense now, we've lost one of our leaders. We lost our captain. You know, Fred Warner. Done. And guess what? We're done. Falcons defense. We're done. I got the Falcons.
I'm going for San Fran. They're going to play their hearts out in Santa Clara.
I'm going to be opposite.
I think it's, you know, it could happen. Let's go to a potential NFC Championship game. Ray agrees with that. Detroit's offense has been a juggernaut at home. Tampa has an potential MVP named Baker Mayfield. This is a repeat of the playoffs last year or 2 years ago. What's going to happen in Detroit in the Dome Stadium, Ray Sherrod?
Man, I'm going to have to go with the Lions, man, because the Buccaneers, there's no Mike Evans. There's no Mecca's hurt.
Abuka or Godwin. They're all picked
But, and I get it. You know, somehow, some way, Baker Mayfield finds a way, but not this game. They're playing at the Lions. Those people are going to be, the stadium's going to be live and everything, dude. I just see Montgomery and Gibbs and LaPorta. You know, they're going off, man. It's going to be a high score. It's going to be similar to last night's game, I think. It's going to be a lot of points.
We're close.
It's going to be a lot of points. But I got the Lions just edging out, man. Edging out by a touchdown.
Brett, do you concur?
So I was talking to a couple of constituents, and then some of us think this would be the NFC Championship game this year. But I think right now with what's going on with us, with the fact that their top three receivers are literally out and not going to be able to play at all, they're going to see what a real NFC championship team looks like. The Lions are going to come in and take care of business. And I mean, take care of business and show them, say, you're not even in our class. You're 5-1. You play a very weak NFC South division. We're going to show you what we do in the black and blue division. And that's the, you know, the NFC North. And they're going to go in there. Lions are going to take them behind the woodshed and give them an ass whooping. That's really what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going with Tampa. They got Bucky Irvin and Baker Mayfield to hold the fourth down. They will hold the fourth down and tell the world they're the best team in the world. 6-1 Bucks.
What?
Let's go to the West Coast. We got the Texans at the Seahawks. CJ Stroud, Sam Darnold is the real deal. He doesn't play only in Minnesota well. He plays in Seattle well. Brett, what's going to happen at Lumen Field?
That's actually a really cool game because they're – Texas, Houston offense is really starting to put it together. But that's Seahawks defense. Again, that NFC West now division, probably the one of the, if not the best division, you know, as far as schedule or total win-loss schedules. I'm going to Seahawks, man, especially at home. That 12th man, they better bring it together. So I'm going to go Seattle.
Ray, you know Seattle pretty well. Texans not
so
much.
Yeah, I drove by that loud stadium with them loudmouth fans. I can't stand Seahawks. But guess what, man? I got the Seahawks beating the Texans because of course, the 12th man. It's going to be loud. Plus, they got a lot of weapons. They got Walker. They got awesome receivers. They got great tight ends. McDonald, you just don't know what you're going to get from McDonald. Is he going to throw an interception? Is he going to fumble the ball? But I think he's going to be good. Donald.
Sam Darnold's looking good.
Looking good. I got Seattle. I cannot pick Houston on this one, to be honest. But there you have it. Comment from DW. Did I hear Cam Ward sucks?
Yes, he sucks. Interceptions. He fumbles. He looks like a deer in headlights. He's a rookie, and you know he's got to learn. Coach just got fired, and now he's got an interim coach in there. The Titans are done.
Titans are done for the season. Well, there you have it. Week 7 preview. Big weekend ahead. Football begins in November when the leaves fall. That's what I say here in the sportscast. But it's only October. Dak's still healthy. Niners not so much. But, hey, there's still some hope. It now comes down to how you handle your player pool, the practice squad, who you trade. The trade deadline is in less than in 3 weeks.
Alvin Kamara
says he doesn't want to get traded. He wants to stay. We'll see what happens.
I ain't going to pay him. You're not going to pay him.
All right. Ray, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Kamara's finances?
Ray 3473 on Twitter /X, Threads, SBC Global, whatever. I'm home right now, homeschooling my son, and just chilling. Awesome.
He's killing it. Brett, I know you forgot to hit the register button and X, but what's other ways that people can reach you?
Well, we know we tried spread smoke signals that I got sent to put together.
I sent you a telegram machine.
I was in that for a while. Eventually, I'm going to move up to probably, you know, in a home computer of some sort. Eventually, it'll be the big boy Brett or Sports Guy 369 when I figure out what I want to do, when I want to do it.
And I suggest a Sports Cast Brett. But
boom.
You still have to go through your board and your agent to talk about
that. It's up to a vote, then. Whatever you guys think.
Hey, I was still talking to your agent about that, so we'll see.
I like Sportscast, Brett. I like that.
Me too. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One at X Threads, and we'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. College football this weekend, Alabama versus Vanderbilt, big game. We'll see what happens there. But we got a lot of news, guys. Always a pleasure. And this,
Roy, my man, take care, guys, and everybody who is watching. Thank you guys for watching. Love you all. Santiago, love you, brother. Let me know when you want to come up, and we'll go have some dinner or something. All right?
Yeah, maybe this weekend. And this
that'd be perfect.
What's your hub?